USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembering the terrorist attacks of 17 years ago today. The president at the Western Pennsylvania Memorial that honors passengers who died while stopping a hijacked airliner from reaching Washington, D.C.
We remember the moment when America fought back.
Vice President Pence spoke at a ceremony held at the Pentagon this morning. While at Ground Zero in New York City, the tradition continued with the reading of all names of those killed on 9/11.
Robert John Durani,
Michael DeLorenzo,
David Paul DeRubio,
Jamel Legassi DeSantis.
Hurricane Florence expected to strengthen today as it takes aim at the Carolinas, where it could make landfall late Thursday or early Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Veteran journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, is being released today. Among its many claims is top aides in the White House sometimes ignore the president's orders in order to limit the damage he can do. The White House calls it a pack of lies. More now on hurricane preparations on the nation's East Coast.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan speaking late yesterday as he joined Virginia and North and South Carolina governors in declaring states of emergency in advance of Hurricane Florence, already packing sustained winds of up to 140 miles an hour as it's expected to build to an even stronger Category 5.
At my direction, the state is currently taking steps to activate all available resources, including alerting the Maryland National Guard.
Change fees for major airlines being waived in the Mid-Atlantic region and the Southeast ahead of that storm. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index hit 108.8 in August. Now, that might not mean much to you, but that was the highest level it's hit in its 45-year survey. Small businesses say they're planning to hire more workers, raise compensation, and spend more on capital investments. Juanita Duggan, the president and CEO of the Federation, is attributing much of the increase to President Trump and the GOP's economic policies. Interstate 5 in Northern California is open again after the Delta fire forced it to close for several days. Now, the fire is still burning north of Redding, but authorities have decided it's safe enough to allow traffic back onto the interstate. The Delta fire has burned about 50,000 acres in just under a week. Over 2,400 firefighters are still battling the blaze, which is only 5% contained. A new report says middle-class Americans are falling further behind the wealthy. The report from the Pew Research Center indicates that the median middle-class household income in 2016 was just under $78,500. That was 6% higher than in 2010, but during the same period, upper-income households saw their earnings grow by 9%. And a public vigil is to be held today in rapper Mac Miller's hometown of Pittsburgh. Miller died of an apparent drug overdose on Friday at 26. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.